we have all been riveted this morning by this story of the rescue of that little child, that little baby. And when every time I hear this report, it practically sends a shiver down my spine. Four Spanish Fork police officers all said that they heard this voice calling for help. And Officer Jared Warren said, "We've gotten together just talking about it, and all four of us can swear that we heard somebody inside the car saying, 'Help.'" I'm very pleased that Officer Tyler Bedos is on the line with me. Officer, thank you so much for taking time out of a busy schedule this morning to join us here at KSL.
You bet, Doug. Good morning.
The dust has settled a little bit on all of this now. Perhaps, first of all, you could walk us through the call, how you got there, what unfolded.
So originally, the initial report was that there was a vehicle upside down in the Spanish Fork River. We didn't know at that time if it was, you know, an abandoned vehicle or what exactly, you know, had transpired. We didn't get any, you know, witnesses saying that they had seen the accident occur. So when we were en route down to the river there at the call, one of the witnesses that called in, one of the fishermen that was actually fishing and located the vehicle, said that he actually could see a hand sticking out of the window. And so we went down there quickly and, you know, were able to get into the river. And we could see that there was, it looked like to me that there was two, you know, adults possibly laying on each other is what it appeared. And so we hurried to try to see what we could do to get, you know, anyone or anyone out of the vehicle. While we were there, we could, like, say distinctly hear a female voice to me saying, you know, "Help us" or "Help me." And so that gave us that extra drive and momentum to try to figure out exactly who was in the car and to get them out.
If I understand it correctly, all of the officers who were in attendance heard that voice. Did you hear it the same? Was it similar to all of you?
It was similar to all of us, and we all kind of got together afterward and says, "Am I losing my mind, or did you hear that voice as well?" And we could all we all said, "Well, yes, we heard it." And so when we were, you know, able to, all four of us, we tried to connect the winch. It didn't work, and so we all just got together. And I don't know how it happened. We were able to push this car over onto its side, the four of us. And as it was at that point that we found that the mother, female occupant in there, was deceased, and there was a small child strapped in the back seat. So it was at that point that we were able to remove the child.
What went through your mind when you saw that child? And as I understand it, she was strapped in the car seat upside down for all that time?
Correct, strapped in. I mean, just urgency and shock goes through your mind as far as, I mean, to me, it's just, what can we do? We'll do anything to get this child out. We were unknown at that exact time if the child was still alive. And so, you know, we weren't really thinking about the danger, you know, that could happen with us in the river. I think it was just, let's get this child out. So, I mean, so many things are running through your mind, but the ultimate thing is just getting the child to safety and doing what you can to get her out.
At this time of year, normally we are not this warm and wouldn't expect perhaps the river to be particularly swift, but with these high temperatures we've had, what was the condition of the river? Was it running fast, swift?
Yes, the river was surprisingly very swift, and as far as deep, I mean, it dropped off. I'm 6 feet tall, and it was, you know, up to my neck, the river, so it was, I mean, fairly deep, and at times it would go over your head, so you're trying your best to, you know, to stay above water, and it was strong, very strong current.
Did the mother die in the accident, or was it from being partially submerged?
We believe the mother died upon impact, is what we observed and what we could see, and that's what it appeared.
When did you first realize that little girl was alive?
So when we, like I say, she was unconscious, wasn't moving, wasn't obviously speaking, crying, anything of that nature. So when we were able to unstrap her, one of our firefighters was able to cut her loose and hand her off to us to get to safety. I could see her eyes fluttering, and that's what kind of drew me into something telling me, you know, she's okay or she's alive, that type of thing. So there's still no movement, but you could see a sign of life there that that, hey, things could be okay.
Mm-hmm. When did you all first realize that this voice that you heard was a communal thing, familiar to all of you, and sounded like a female adult voice rather than the voice of a child who was unconscious at the time?
Correct. Like I say, it was so chaotic. It wasn't until, you know, after the rescue, after we all really started to talk about the incident, think about it, was, you know, we were asking each other, did you hear anything? And we all, you know, said, yes, we heard this voice. And in fact, at one point we, you know, when we hear this, we said, we're trying our best to get in there. And that, you know, we were all saying that because something, like I say, was coming from inside that car. And it wasn't until after that we found that the mother was, you know, obviously deceased and the child was unconscious that we all started thinking, where'd that come from or what was happening. But it was very strange and different to hear.
What do you believe happened, officer?
You know, it's tough to say, Doug, on what exactly, you know, so many things run through your mind on, you know, a spiritual level or, you know, what exactly you're hearing, if the mother was still there or how, you know, it's tough for me to kind of wrap my mind around what I was hearing. All I know is that I did hear it and we all heard it. And so I'm just glad that everything worked out the way it did.
Boy, just hearing you, Officer Bedos, tell about that does just kind of send that good but yet interesting kind of shiver up my back. What is the condition of the child now, to your knowledge?
So I just actually recently, before I got on the line with you, was told by a family member that the child's now awake and doing, you know, remarkably well, alert. And so to see that picture of her was just incredible.
Yeah. It's been a little unclear, the family situation for this child. Who has custody of her now? Who will be taking care of her?
And that I'm unsure. I know her. The child's father is still around, also grandfather, grandparents. So as far as who will be taking care of that, I'm not sure, you know, on that aspect.
Do we have an exact age of the child?
I don't have an exact age. I believe she's 2. As far as the exact age, I don't have that.
About 2 years of age. I think of what you guys deal with all the time. You know, real tough situations, very tense situations. This one, is this one of the more unique experiences you've ever had, officer?
It is. I'm about on my 10th year now, and this definitely stands out as one of the most unique. Just the whole situation and surrounding and finding out the details of how long this child was actually strapped in there alone and that stuff just is what eats at me. But it is. It's very unique and quite the story.
It's interesting that that voice was so real and so distinct to all four of you that you were actually answering it, saying, we're trying, if my recollection is correct.
Yes, it's very, very, you know, it was very, to me, obvious that it's coming from the car, help us, we're in here, that type of thing. Like say, we said several times, we're trying, we're doing our best, thinking, you know, there's still somebody alive in that car. And so I think that's what really drove us to, you know, push ourselves even harder to, you know, we have whatever it takes, we need to get in that car. And so it wasn't like, say, until after that you really try to grasp what you were hearing, what you were doing.
Officer Bedos, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing this story with us. It has had me and everybody in our newsroom, and I would dare say the vast majority of our listeners just riveted to this story. On the one hand, we are so sad that this little girl's mother lost her life. But on the other hand, what appears to be a most amazing circumstance, the fact that she would survive that long, the fact that all four of you officers would feel and hear that voice and take the actions that you did. I can't thank you enough for joining us today, and thank you enough, along with so many others in law enforcement each and every day, who step up and help us out. Officer, thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Really appreciate it.
Officer Tyler Bedos with us from the Spanish Fork Police Department, and he and 3 other officers are the ones that were called, saw that vehicle upside down in the Spanish Fork River, and took the actions that he just described. Just amazing.